This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Today, we focus on Duncanville Schools through the eyes of its relatively new superintendent. In the spring, Mark Smith came from Marshall, the Texas district he ran since 2012. Duncanville, with 13,000 students, is twice as big and sits just south of Dallas. We travel to the district office, where Smith is creating new programs and partnerships he hopes will help Duncanville stand out. Superintendent Mark Smith, thanks for agreeing to talk. What was the biggest challenge now that you've been here not yet a year?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. So, yes, I started in April. It's been fast and furious since my arrival. Entering into the district, you have to have a plan. You can't just show up and say, I'm here. So I developed a plan prior to, basically mapped out my first 100 days. And the purpose of that was to help me get acclimated into the district, learn the strengths, the challenges, and the opportunities that exist in the district. And I learned, one, that there is a sense of pride. I learned, two, that, you know, our parents want us to focus more on having programs of choice and more options for our students in our school district. And so I've actually started to work on a plan to make that a reality for us.
What does choice mean here in Duncanville?
There is a definite agenda at the legislative level to expand charter schools, to create more choice and more options for parents, which as a superintendent, you know, I support parents having more options and choices for students. Our parents have expressed that, you know, there are surrounding districts very near to us that have all-day pre-K programs. And so in Duncanville, we don't have that. I think we need to look at an all-day pre-K and what that would mean for us, that we get our students involved in a learning environment sooner rather than later.
Has the student population grown, decreased, stayed the same?
Over the last 3 years, the enrollment has been decreasing. And so we've also been able to define why that is the case and where the students are going. You know, in our district, we haven't had various programs and choice and options that many of our competitors have. And so we've lost a significant number of our students to charter schools as well as surrounding districts over the last 3 years.
Can I ask you which districts?
We've lost students to really most of all of our neighbors, whether that be DeSoto, whether that be Cedar Hill, whether that be Grand Prairie. I mean, just a number of districts in our immediate area. And so those districts have done a really good job, I think, in providing different options for parents, whether that be a fine arts academy or a STEM academy or an all-day pre-K or after-school programs. Those are the kind of options that parents want today, and that's where we're going.
The district talks about many partnerships with surrounding colleges, and I was wondering if you could elaborate on that.
Our career in technology, what we call our CTE program, within that program, there are several components. We have a dual credit program where students earn college hours while they're still in high school, and so through Mountain View Community College, many of our students are in that program, and so there's a partnership there. We have University of Texas, we have Texas A&M University, we have what we call a GO Center at the high school. It's a college center where we have mentors from those universities that come and help our students with the college process. University of North Texas, Dallas, we have a partnership with them. The partnerships range from the dual credit opportunities to support counseling to working with our teachers in terms of building student teachers, and then also partnerships where our teachers are in master's programs earning their degrees for administration.
Superintendent Mark Smith, thanks so much for the conversation. It was a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.